Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, February 7th, 2015, 18 Shvat, 5775, Parashat Yitro, Exodus 18, 1 through 2023, Haftarah, Isaiah 6, 1 through 7, 6, and 9, 5 through 6. Devar Torah, Advice from a Father-in-Law, by Ellen Weinberg-Dreyfus. There is in Pirkei Avot the teaching of a rabbi named Bein Bagbag. He said, hafoch ba, decholah ba. Turn it and turn it over and over, for everything is in it. The it to which he referred is, of course, Torah. You cannot assume that once you have encountered a portion of Torah that you know it any more than you assume that once you have met a person, you know everything about him or her. When we get reacquainted with old friends, we learn new things and discover different aspects of their characters. I think of this week's parasha as one of those old friends, acknowledging that each time we read it, we learn something new. When we encounter biblical characters, we react to them the way one might react to characters in a play or a novel. Some are likable, some are strange, some are beyond our experience, and there are some with whom we can identify. We experience that flash of recognition in an interaction, a relationship, or an expression. These gedolim, these great ancestors, become real people to us. I am drawn to the beginning of this parasha because I find that flash of recognition and I identify with Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, our teacher, as he receives unsolicited advice from his father-in-law. Many in our Reform movement knew or knew of my father-in-law, Rabbi A. Stanley Dreyfus, of blessed memory. His birthday often fell in the week of Parashat Yitro, and I recall speaking about this portion on the occasion of his 65th birthday in 1986 at Union Temple of Brooklyn, where he served for many years. He chaired the Liturgy Committee of the Central Conference of American Rabbis, CCAR, during the publication of a generation of prayer books. He taught at the New York campus of Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion and was the CCAR's director of rabbinic placement. His colleagues and students and congregants recall his dry humor and his vast scholarship and erudition. I pray that his teaching and his advice stay with all of his students. His memory continues to be a blessing. Yitro, Jethro in English, was the father of Zipporah, Moses' wife. We are told that he was a priest of Midian, and the Torah quotes him offering a blessing using the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Adonai, the Israelite name for God. We read that he rejoiced over all the kindness that the Eternal had shown Israel. As it is written, "Blessed be the Eternal, Adonai Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh," Jethro said, "who delivered you from the Egyptians and from Pharaoh, who delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians." Exodus 18:9 through 10. When Yitro arrives to visit the Israelite encampment in the wilderness, he is welcomed by Moses with due respect. They spend the evening catching up on the latest news, and then company arrives. Yitro makes an offering and they sit down for dinner. The next morning, Moses goes to the office. Yitro observes his son-in-law at work and offers a few choice bits of wisdom. We do not know what the training was for the Midianite priesthood, but Yitro's analysis of the situation and the remedies he advised suggest that perhaps he earned an MBA or an advanced degree in public policy. In his book, The Nursing Father, Moses as a Political Leader, Aaron Woldofsky wrote, "Jethro's advice to Moses, which he implements, comprises what in our time have become classical principles of public administration. There is management by exception, under which routine matters are covered by standard operating procedures, leaving the difficult cases for special attention by higher authority. There are job qualifications established and the selection criteria set out by Moses. Employees should be capable, God-fearing, truthful, honest, unswayed by prospects of material gain. Specialization was there before Moses' time, as indicated by the numerous references to craftsmen. division of government labor, however, Moses owes to Jethro in the persons of captains of tens, hundreds, and thousands. We could say that by following these principles of administration, Moses was able to devote his time planning, directing, and coordinating the activities of those under his command. The vision of Moses as political administrator does not exactly fit the rabbi's classic image of Moshe Rabbeinu, but that perhaps gives us an opportunity to broaden our image both of rabbis and political administrators. The rabbis of antiquity called Moses Rabbeinu, our rabbi, our teacher, as a term of love and respect. He is the quintessential giver of law and leader of the people. Perhaps they called him that because they also wanted to be legal authorities and popular leaders. But leadership is a tricky thing. It is easy to get too caught up in all the details, easy to take oneself too seriously, easy to get burned out. No one person is capable of doing everything. One of my colleagues likes to say that when he visits the cemetery, he regularly sees the graves of those who thought they were indispensable. When Yitro advises Moses to delegate some of his responsibilities, he says, Va'ata techaze mikol ha'am, you shall also seek out from among all the people. See Exodus 18:21. But the word techaze usually refers to a vision or prophecy, indicating that the selection process requires more than mere administrative expertise. Rashi clarifies this with his addition, Beruach HaKodesh She'alecha, with the Holy Spirit that is upon you. See Rashi on Exodus 18:21. So we see that there are requirements that go beyond an MBA if one is truly to lead the people. Moses needs discernment. He needs organizational structure. He needs to delegate and share the burden. But most of all, he needs to be aware of his own Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that is within him. We, too, in our daily work, in our activities on behalf of our congregations and communities, in our families and households, in our activities to improve the world, need to remember that we are engaged in sacred tasks, that we are imbued with Ruach HaKodesh, that spirit that connects us to God and Torah and Israel. And thus inspired and strengthened, we, too, can stand again and again at Sinai. Rabbi Ellen Weinberg Dreyfus is Rabbi Emerita of Bnei Yehuda Beth Shalom in Homewood, Illinois. She is past president of the Central Conference of American Rabbis.